weekend.
Now, 7 after the hour, as we continue the Good Day Weekend program with a focus on food. And here to help us with that is the supermarket guru himself. You can be the first to know which new products are out there by checking in with Phil Leppert and thesupermarketguru.com. Daily news flashes every day. He is here as he was last week. I understand you spent a lot of time in the slime wad department last week without my benefit or the benefit of me wanting to. Well, you didn't need me to get onto this cataclysmic outrage.
Well, you know, we had a lot of listeners around the country who were very passionate about it. And, you know, for me, Doug, this is the tipping point. We have talked so long about people wanting to know where their foods are coming from, what's in their foods, and so on.
Right.
And in my opinion, it wasn't until pink slime, you know, hit the headlines, if you would, that people really came out of their, you know, boredom and said, we want to know what's in there. And if you take a look just this past week, we had, you know, the whole BPA nonsense with the government, number one. So we have all these groups now, you know, trying to fight that. We had the chicken with salmonella and everything else that's in chicken story. And I think we're just going to see, you know, day after day, more illuminating evidence about what's in our food supply. And frankly, I think that's terrific. My fear is that, you know, people are going to not really understand it, and they're going to go from one extreme to another, so that we're not going to eat just all, you know, highly processed food from McDonald's, if you would, but we're going to go out and try to grow our own stuff.
Well, let's talk about that, because there are a lot of people who are interested in growing their own. Sometimes people want to have their own animals, like chickens, that kind of stuff. They want the eggs, they want to eat the chicken, the turkeys. It's not like you'd grow a cow, probably in your backyard, but there are more and more people who, I think this is a great thing when it comes to vegetables, teaching people, children about the value of growing, see how it works. But I think it's a little dicey when it comes to things like chickens.
Absolutely. And in fact, just this past week, Williams and Sonoma, the retailer, has put together an assortment. I think it's 275 items so that you could be your own farmer, if you would. So they're selling, for example, for $400 chicken coops, either in red or in green.
Do you know how silly that is? Really is.
No, it's absurd. People are going to waste money. They're going to be unfair to the animals. They're going to get sick because, you know, farming is a profession. And, you know, you just can't put a chicken coop in your backyard and have a half a dozen chickens and, you know, wait for the eggs to come and say, wow, you know.
Well, you now can, but it won't be, you're going to frustrate. You can, but you frustrate yourself. You can, it's an amazingly, plus the fact that especially with things like chickens, they are dirty animals. And
yes,
there are all
are.
Kinds of things that they can attract or bring, and just, it's not a good idea. Growing food, grow veggies, stay away from the animals. That would
Absolutely.
Be my advice. Yeah. And I find somebody named Scott Cruz, who listens to us every weekend, said, we appreciate your program very much. You express and expound on many of the things we're involved in, slow food, support the sustainability of agriculture. We have a large organic garden, work with the slow food movement, make every effort to support the local economy. We attend Slow Food Film Festival last week in Sacramento. Local organic farmers who are making a difference, featured on video and in person. Organic pastures in Fresno distributed free raw milk. We are longtime members of the Sierra Nevada Alliance, a consortium of 100 member groups that support the local economy, work towards sustainability of ecosystems. Now, the reason that's good, this fellow's name is Scott Cruz. He's a biophysical geographer, he says. An interesting title. Or
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either. Maybe, Scott, if you're listening, would you help us understand what you do for a living? Yeah. But anyway, this is something sort of on the heels of what we were just saying about growing your own. There's a difference between an organic garden, shall we say, and trying to raise these animals. And by the way, this is the way it was 100 years ago. All of our ancestors had their own cow or two. They had chickens, they had ducks, but they had land. If you don't have any land, Mm-hmm. And that's why I think Phil and I would be opposed to you doing this. It takes land. And if you're living in a suburban area where the houses are on top of each other, you got to be crazy. First of all, your neighbors will hate you, but it's just foolish. It's not like the days when you could, if you had some land, have these things around. That's the difference.
Well, there was a story in Long Island Newsday, I want to say about 6 or 9 months ago, that a whole bunch of people got together and they were, you know, putting chickens in their backyards and so on. And the city that they lived in, I forgot which city it was, actually made them get rid of it because of the zoning ordinances, because of, you know, the food safety and problems that you have. You know, if you're going to do this, you've got to be serious about it. It is, I don't want to say it's a full-time job, but it's a major commitment.
Yeah, it is. And it is not just this, it's not an easy thing. It's just, you need to understand what you're getting into before you get into it. If you've got land and resources, that's one thing. But just to put them in your backyard, we had a guy in my town of Framingham, Massachusetts, who basically did the same thing. He went to the Board of Health and asked him if he could have permission to keep 18 chickens in his backyard, and the neighbors didn't want him to, but he didn't have any land.
Right.
You got to have some land.
You want eggs, go to a supermarket.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Right.
There's enough.
Don't be sorry.
There's enough there.
Right. Okay. So in a few minutes, we're going to meet Dr. Sean Frawley. What's the scoop with Dr. Frawley?
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about superfoods that can help your teeth, matter of fact, not only look better, but be healthier. Mm-hmm. And that's so important. People forget about it. They think, oh, I'm just going to, you know, brush my teeth twice a day and I'll be fine. But there's a lot more to it. And then also, you know, one of the things that's so important, you know, this week, obviously, with Easter and Passover starting, we really need to look at, you know, our fellow man. And there's a lot of programs out there right now to help end child hunger. And one of the programs that I love, it's called Child Hunger Ends Here. And this is, you get something back. Not only when you buy certain products like Orville Redenbacher and Healthy Choice and Recalendars and Hunt's and Banquet and Snack Pack, Manwich, Peter Pan, and Chef Boyardee, what happens is on that package there's a little code. You go to their website, you type in the code, and they donate a meal for someone who's hungry. And this goes up to 3 million meals. And it's just such a great program. And what you get in return for just doing something nice is you can download a song. It's called Here's Hope, and it's been recorded by Jewel, Owl City, or Jay Sean for free. So, you know, as we look at this holiday weekend, maybe it's time that we look around at all the very hungry people in this country and give them a meal.
All right, speaking to that, as the supermarket guru with the website supermarketguru.com, you're studying what's happening in supermarkets all around the country. So at Easter time, at Passover time, is a big meal time. Mm-hmm. What are the things that are selling the most this past week through this weekend? The usual ham, I suppose, and maybe turkey to a lesser extent.
Ham, that price of ham is through the roof. So it's all about the Cadbury eggs this year.
Is it?
All about Cadbury eggs. And in fact, yesterday, the weirdest thing, and you know, Katie Couric has been filling in for Good Morning America.
Yes, you like it.
This past week. Yeah, no, Katie's fabulous. And I noticed yesterday on the show that somebody made a milkshake with Cadbury eggs. They just basically took the Cadbury eggs, threw it in a blender, and everybody was drinking that.
So you were watching Good Morning America.
Absolutely.
Instead of the Today Show, you're on the Today Show with regularity. Are you on Good Morning? You're on Good Morning America too, from time to time.
No, you know, maybe like once a year or something. But you know, Katie's a friend and wanted to see how she did, and she knocked it out of the park.
Of course, she's very good at that stuff. That's why she was there. It was almost a shame because Ann, I know you like Ann Curry, but she doesn't have it, and they're going to dispense with her somehow or other.
Absolutely. And Matt just signed his new contract.
Right. Yep.
Supposedly Ryan Seacrest away. $25 million a year.
Right. Good for him. So, but who do they get now that Meredith is gone? Shouldn't they get up in the morning? Ann Curry can't handle it. They wish they had Katie back again. So you got to wonder who's around they can do that. It's not as easy as it looks. But right. That's the case with all of the stuff. What we do isn't as easy as it sounds. It just it depends on how you are in the circumstances. Do you have a presence? Can you make sense when you talk, et cetera, et cetera? So as the insider here from the Today Show, who's around that can go sit with Matt and make it work?
Well, I think certainly Savannah Guthrie is on the short list. Natalie Morales is on the short list. Yeah. And, you know, you just don't know who else is out there in a local market that's, you know, coming up through the ranks. And again, keep in mind that Matt started in a little station in Secaucus, New Jersey.
Channel 9.
Yep, Channel 9, WOR. You know, doing
when he had me as a kid, yeah.
Yeah, and then Katie started at, you know, CNN in Washington, D.C., and was actually fired.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the news director said, you'll never make it on TV.
I always loved that. You'll never make it on the radio. That's what people said to Rush Limbaugh, his roommate's a friend of mine, his roommate from college. You'll never make it. You talk too much, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, so let's go back to Easter foods and Passover foods. Ham. Mm-hmm. A lot of veggies selling.
The price of ham went through the roof probably about 3-4 weeks ago. Yeah. And, there's a lot of speculation about why. And some people are saying, you know, it's just price gouging. It's not about a shorter supply. But, you know, the USDA has talked about for probably the past 3 months, price of beef, price of pork, price of chicken is going to continue to rise over the next 5 years. So you and I as a consumer have to be smarter about it. Maybe we're actually going to lose weight because we're going to eat less because we can't afford the food.
Eat better. Smarter. Eat better. Well, this is another grow your own at home. Just don't expect that you're going to do well by raising animals because you can't do
don't,
that.
Don't raise a hog.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
You don't want to go there.
So if chocolate, we're talking about chocolate at this time of year. If you are trying to stave off the common cold, some people are using echinacea, which is a remedy that is supposed to build up your immune system. Apparently, though, you're wasting your money, and you ought to buy chocolate instead. A couple of different scientific studies suggest that chocolate is far better for you, no matter what your age. There were about 1,000 people who were in the study between 12 and 80, and they were on echinacea and chocolate. And the people who had chocolate were healthier than the people who are on echinacea, which I find quite interesting. Although we hear all the time,
I believe that. You know, chocolate, you're gonna have more energy. You know, you're gonna have a smile on your face.
Right.
Echinacea, you're gonna sit there and you're gonna say, "Oh, I'm not feeling good." You know, and it just builds on it. So, you know, I think that real food, and chocolate is a real food, you know, rich in antioxidants and everything else. You know, I'm not talking about a Milky Way bar or a Hershey bar, but real chocolate. You know, it's satisfying, and, you know, you only need a little bit to be satisfied.
Three Musketeers candy bars. Man, do I love them.
No, you can eat 10 of them and still be hungry.
Yeah, I know. But they'll be good for my health, good for my heart, right? Three Musketeers, that's the kind of chocolate we're talking about.
Yeah, I don't have one in front of me, so I can't read the ingredients, but I'm sure like the second ingredient is high fructose corn syrup.
You think?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what? I have never read the, I don't really care because I like them.
Yeah.
I don't look at the wrapper to see what's there. I limit myself to about one a month.
But yeah, well, that's okay. Anything in moderation is fine.
Yeah. Right, exactly. All right, so we're going to meet Dr. Sean Frawley in a moment here, the dentist from Beverly Hills, who would like to help you understand how to eat better to have a healthier smile. That coming up in just a matter of moments here. Good day weekend. Phil Lebert is here.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We, the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Now, 23 past the hour, it's the Easter Passover weekend broadcast. The focus on eating and food from America's expert when it comes to procuring food. He has an excellent blog, and you can check out his information at supermarketguru.com. Also, we post in the Better Living Box at DougStephan.com a daily feature from Phil that helps you understand what you could be eating, where you get the food, how to help you be healthier and not have to spend lots of dough. That's really, I mean, that's part of Phil's job. That's what he sees as his job. And he disseminates this information in columns, at the website, on programs like this, television programs, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a good basis, a good foundation in information. It's why we bring on people like Dr. Sean Frawley, who is a cosmetic dentist, here to explain what it would seem, Phil, is almost common sense.
Well, but I think when we think about food, we don't think about common sense. We think with our eyes or our taste buds. We see something that we like and we consume it, and we don't think about what really happens in our bodies. So that's why Dr. Frawley has come up with Recipes for a Healthy Smile. It's an ebook with easy to prepare meals that are loaded with tooth-friendly foods. When's the last time you thought about, you know, eating something for your teeth?
Well, I don't.
No, I know you. You never thought about that. You just wanted like a Snickers bar.
Well,
a
I think bar. Having apples, well, I have an apple a day. I think that's good. I don't eat meat, and supposedly that's good for your teeth. I don't know that there's a relationship between the strength and health of your teeth and a healthy smile, i.e. something that when you think about a cosmetic dentist, he or she's going to be aiming at having your teeth all straight and they're colored right and yada, yada. But I'm thinking
no, but
Dr. Frawley.
You can have teeth without any. I have a friend from childhood. You know, we met when we were like 2 weeks old.
Yeah.
She doesn't have one cavity to this
God
day.
God, love her. Yep. I had such a, I still do, a sweet tooth that my teeth have lots of fillings. Well, I got rid of all the mercury fillings and put in the stuff that doesn't affect your health and well-being. But still, you know, over the years you have root canals and all this other stuff. Sometimes people, Dr. Frawley, welcome to Good Day Weekend, by the way. What about people in their teeth being soft? You hear that every once in a while. Somebody says, my teeth are soft. Are they, is there any such thing as that?
Well, when people say that, they might be referring to the fact that they're more prone to cavities, and everybody's genetic is a little bit different, and some people are more prone to cavities.
So that means that maybe the use of the terms the soft teeth. You're more prone to because the stuff that's in the food or that stays in your saliva eats away at your enamel. Is that how it happens?
Yeah, or they may have more of a certain type of bacteria that do cause cavities. And their teeth may be less calcified than someone else's. So, I mean, it's kind of a general statement that could mean a number of things.
Yeah. If a person has bad breath, is he or she eating poorly?
Not necessarily. They could have poor oral hygiene. A lot of bad breath comes from bacteria in the mouth that, puts off a bad odor. It could also be caused from other issues, things going on in the stomach, gastric reflux, things like that.
So let's get to the recipes. Let's get to this ebook. What are the kinds of foods that we should be eating to help give us, better looking teeth and a better smile?
Okay, yeah. I mean, like you guys were saying earlier, I mean, a lot of it sounds pretty simple. You know, eat your fruits and vegetables. I think people know that they're good for you, but what we try to do in the ebook was highlight some that were particularly good for oral hygiene. And most of it is plant-based whole food. Some things like broccoli, for example, there's a 2010 study that showed that it protects against the acid that is produced by these bacteria that cause cavities. Things like green tea has fluoride in it, and also helps in removing plaque. Things as simple as eating celery, the fiber in celery.
Okay, we have bad cell connection, it would appear. Should we?
Yes.
Let's reestablish. Let's see if it is a cell phone. Michael, why don't you work on Dr. Frawley, see if you can get into his head a little bit, or into his phone. It's still, with all the technology we have around us, we still have problems like this, and they haunt us. When you're trying to do an audio program, it doesn't make it very easy. All right, at any rate, what do you think so far in terms of eating, what you put in your mouth, vegetables, we know that, fruits, that sort of thing? And they don't really have a negative impact on the color and also the makeup of your teeth. So the more, it's kind of the same thing. There are all kinds of reasons for making sure that you're eating the right foods.
And we've just got to think holistically, and eating more fruits and vegetables, eating less meats, controlling what we eat is going to affect every part of our body, whether it's teeth, hair, heart.
Phil Lambert, the Supermarket Guru. Good day, weekend, the half past.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
By 33 after the hour on the Good Day Weekend program, the supermarket guru is here, Phil Lebert, leading food industry analyst, journalist, trend watcher. Supermarketguru.com offers you, if you sign up for it, a lot of food and health news together, new food products, ratings on the new stuff that comes out, hits and misses, money-saving buying tips,
and
recipes. And complain. All right, so I've done a little. I'm doing a little research because you are my friend, and I care about you. One of the asides here is that Phil has a pinched nerve in his back, and it is bothering him. You can't tell that by listening to him, but I know that it's bothering him. So I went to Healthy Living to find a way to help you fix your back. Trying to figure out first why you're in pain. Now, I'm not a diagnostician, although I do play one on the radio from time to time. And actually, I give pretty good advice, if I do say so myself. So you haven't strained a muscle.
Nope.
You don't have scoliosis.
Nope.
Your pain could be caused by arthritis. However, nope. One wonders about, as you've grown up, this area, you have nerve issues. So, do you have arthritis?
Nope.
Don't have arthritis.
Nope. Uh-huh.
Have you taken anti-inflammatories, ibuprofen, aspirin? That's what I feel like Dr. Ken now.
Nope. Uh-huh. Haven't done that.
No.
I'm not good on meds. If I take aspirin, I'll get more painful.
Tiger Balm?
No, but I do have Tiger Balm.
Put some Tiger Balm on this.
I'll try that.
Get Laura to put some Tiger Balm on it. You're not depressed?
Nope.
You have some stress in your life and the fact that you have to travel and meet deadlines, that sort of thing.
Right.
Have a hard time counting all your money. That's difficult.
So I want to tell you something that happened to me this week.
Okay.
Talks about, us buying things. And,
yes.
And certainly in a supermarket, we go to supermarkets 2.2 times a week, more than any other store.
Yeah.
But I had to go to the Apple store to get a little cord. So... and I love the Apple Store. I could spend my entire life in the Apple Store just looking at things and buying things, and I think their service is terrific. So I go to, get my little cord, go up to somebody, he checks me out. They do everything on their iPhones, as we all should. And he says, by the way, have you downloaded the new Apple Store app? I said, no, what is it? So he downloaded it for me, and basically now, and this is what's going to happen in every supermarket in the country, what happens is I can go into an Apple store, I can buy anything. I mean, if it's on the shelf, I can pick up a $3,000, you know, iMac computer. I can scan the barcode with my iPhone and just walk right out the door. I don't even have to talk to anybody.
Really?
Yep.
And so it's attached to your debit card
iPhone,
or yeah,
and you just scan the barcode, and then, you know, it says, do you want it? You type in your password, and that's it. You don't even have to stop by and talk to anybody, which, by the way, I think it's a mistake, because one of the reasons that people go to the Apple store is to have that, you know, human connection to ask questions and so on. But, you know, I can see if I just need a cord or something like that, you go in, do it, walk out.
Wow. That's something that's extraordinary.
Yep. Now, Stop and Shop,
where we are
in the Boston area, is experimenting with something similar.
Yeah.
But it's not as easy as that. What you have to do is you scan as you go, but then you have to bring your phone to a checkout, a special checkout, and your phone talks to the check stand, and then you're out. But this, you don't even have to do that.
Wow. Stop and Shop is the equivalent of Ralph's, where you are. Stop and Shop is on the other side. I have Stop and Shop cards, Ralph's cards. I go to Whole Foods. They don't offer at Whole Foods, and I guess I would be interested to know why that's the case. Some of the Trader Joe's often compared to Whole Food markets. Do you think that, I mean, they sell quality food. Trader Joe's is a lot more popularly priced, well-priced, and they don't have quite the variety that they do, but I think they have good food there. What about discounts there? Those places don't seem to offer them, whereas the big mainline supermarket chains like Albertsons and Ralph's and Vaughn's and Stop and Shop, Majors, they have all of these ways for you to save money. Why do the Whole Foods, the more natural places, not offer these?
Well, because Whole Foods doesn't have to. However, Whole Foods is getting more competition. I love Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's is privately owned versus Whole Foods, which is public. Yeah. Trader Joe's, their own store brands are typically healthy, very affordable, and delicious, especially their frozen foods. Terrific retailer. Okay. Whole Foods is coming under some, you know, price pressure. You look at Walmart, which has now just created their Great For You brand, which is healthier offerings at popular prices, and also Fresh Market is expanding and going right neck to neck with Whole Foods. So you are going to see Whole Foods have to lower some prices. They've gotten away with having very high prices for a long time, but I think that's going to change dramatically.
Do you think, as we look around, there are various categories in stores now, depending on where you go. That is, we have the gluten-free department, we have the whole food natural sort of department in the regular stores. Do we have places, I mean, around where we are in California, where you and I live, there are sort of Hispanic sections where you can get things, the foods that are, you know, popular with Hispanics. When you go to San Francisco, they have Chinese sections.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not trying to be facetious, but a lot of people like Chinese food or food that's, you know, from different areas of the world. If there's a big population, do supermarkets cater to that, generally speaking?
Absolutely.
Or is that,
you know, every supermarket now, because of technology, because of computer technology, is set to meet the needs of that community. And it's done by zip code, or it's done by street intersection. You go to one Ralph's, it's going to be different than another Ralph's that's, you know, three blocks away. And it should be. And that is really why people find a supermarket that they like and they stick with it, because it does offer that assortment.
800-510-8255 is the way to be in touch with us here as we discuss food issues, food-related items. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, is here. You can check out his website, supermarketguru.com. There are all kinds of things in the Lempert Report and food news today. The other thing that I found interesting, and we've never talked about this on this program, things that you buy up and down the aisle in the supermarket that have nothing to do with food. I suppose maybe the preparation areas where you can buy pots and pans and things you need in your kitchen. But what's the trend there? Is it more square footage so these stores can offer more? There may be more profit centers? Or what is, you know, you can you go to the CVS, you can buy hardware in there, for heaven's sakes.
Right. Well, no, in the case of supermarkets, it's actually, they're not making money on it. And in fact, I just wrote an editorial about a week or so ago that talked about how all those non-food products will probably disappear from the supermarket because they're not popular priced. They can't compete with the other mass merchandisers.
Well, where do you get that stuff?
Just wind putting
where do you
it
get
online.
Pots and pans, and where do you get
Target and Walmart?
You got to Target.
Want to buy those things,
but it's a separate stop. I find myself, maybe this is just me and maybe the man's way, I won't drive out of my way. I think it's foolish to go somewhere a mile or two or three or four down the road to save a nickel. I have this is my approach when I go to farm auctions. If there are things there that I need, and I might pay a little more money for them, but I'm there. It's handy, and it may be more responsible in terms of especially the cost of fuel today. Buying it that way, isn't it? And then driving
well,
all over the place to get this
for
stuff?
5 cents, absolutely.
Yeah.
But, you know, typically if, you know, somebody is going, just when we look at food, people are buying food in 7 different channels of distribution every month. So that means you're going to the supermarket, you're going to a specialty store, you're going to a convenience store, Walmart, Bed Bath & Beyond, whatever, to buy all your foods. And, you know, with a little bit of
IKEA
planning.
IKEA has food now even. My God,
yeah,
I'm going to join IKEA.
Everybody has food. Everybody wants to sell food because, you know, we buy food more often than anything else.
Yeah, but it's not the trend, Phil. The trend is to do local. The local farmers are the ones. All these people are offering more and more food.
Yeah.
They don't get the fact that people are walking with their dollars and saying this is what we want.
Percentage, Doug. That's
it's growing,
a small percentage of America that gets local, that wants local, that can afford local. You know, there's a reason that Walmart is still the number one food retailer, not only in this country, but in the world. You know, the vast majority of people, and not you and I, and not our listeners, obviously, because they're listening, they don't care. They just want to go into a store, buy whatever they can to fill their belly at the cheapest price possible.
Wow. And they just don't get the health ramifications of all that. As much
no,
as we
they
talk
don't.
About
which is why we have 66% of people obese, and we've got earlier onset diabetes, we've got more heart disease, we've got more cancers, and so on.
You
we are what
an,
we eat.
You can make an argument that the government is basically fostering that stuff. You can argue that the government, through its policies and the price of farm bill, for example, doesn't really help the small farmer. If anything, the big institutional farms or the big institutional food corporations are trying to get rid of the small providers. But the public is saying, no, we want this. But the government
Absolutely.
Isn't listening to this.
But if you take a look at the Farm Bill and the fallacy, when the Farm Bill was created and all these checkoff programs went into effect,
God,
it was to stimulate
us it was good
to
when
eat
it started.
Foods.
Yeah.
Well, but, you know, that's not the case anymore.
No.
Does the National Cattlemen's Beef Association need these, I don't know what their budget is anymore, but $25, $30, $40 million a year to advertise for us to eat more beef?
No.
Which, by the way, isn't working anyway because we've seen beef consumption drop.
Well, because another arm of the government says beef's bad for you.
Exactly.
I'm looking at an ad here for Omaha Steaks. Yeah. And, you know, it's a nice company, and I guess they have a good service. And, and I look at it, I think to myself, who really looks at these ads? Who's benefiting? Who really believes that eating an Omaha steak is good for you? Really?
No,
who thinks eating an Omaha steak is good for you?
I don't know if people think it's good for them as much as
they like
the taste of it. They, you know, want to feel satisfied and nourished. And look, you go to these steakhouses that are still doing well across the country, and people order a half a cow. You know, and they get up from the table, they can barely move, they can't digest what they've consumed between the steak and the big baked potato, and, you know, they order broccoli with a cheese sauce on it, and so on. I mean, it's disgusting the way we eat.
It really
is. That could feed a family of four.
Yeah. We waste incredible amounts of food in this country, too. Wow. $100 billion.
Well, in fact, you know, we haven't talked about this, but do you know about an effort? It's called Save Food, save-food.org, and this started in Europe, And it's all about eliminating the waste of food. Now, here in this country, you know, we waste food differently than in other countries. Here, we have two big portions. We throw stuff off our plate and so on. Yeah, right. But in third world countries, the biggest waste of food is from the time that the food is produced till the time it gets to the consumer, there's a big amount of spoilage because they don't have refrigerated trucks or refrigeration. They're not handling it properly and so on. So on both extremes, we're wasting so much food. And that's what this organization is trying to do, is eliminate all that.
Yeah. All right. That's some pretty interesting, compelling information here. Phil Empert's website is full of all of these sorts of things, and you can keep apprised of them. If you're a shopper, again, the average person listening to this program goes to shop for food 2.5 times on average a week. And so there's certainly plenty to gain from checking up on the latest news at supermarketguru.com.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
With over 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running, along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea. Most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
He wanted to be known for doing his best.
You're right.
His best made him Major League Baseball's most valuable player.
Strike two.
He played in 6 World Series and was elected to the Hall of Fame. Huh. Although an honest man, he was best at stealing home. But the best quality of Jackie Robinson's life was his character. So here's to you, Mr. Robinson. Thanks for passing it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at Value.com.
The idea of healthy eating is what Phil is all about, trying to help you grocery shop and eat well. That's all there at thesupermarketguru.com. The polls that you have, you're trying to figure out from people what motivates them to try a new candy or a snack. What are you finding out so far?
Well, that poll just went up yesterday, matter of fact. So we don't have a lot of data, but we've got our consumer panel now has over 106,000 people who are constantly responding to our quick polls. Yeah. We've got candy and snacks, so we understand why people buy what they do. We've got children's role in food in the household. You know,
well, what do you find there?
Well, you know, more people want their kids to help them in the kitchen as a way to understand where foods are coming from, to explain it, to hopefully be able to manage obesity and healthy eating, and then grilling, you know, and clearly on our grilling survey, you know, the man is in charge.
All right, hold on. Hold that thought. Phil's with us, 51 after.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company?
You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Three past the hour now, the Good Day Weekend program. Phil Lambert, the supermarket guru, is here trying to help you live to be 100 by eating the right things. And that's hard for people to do because, as we've suggested earlier on, many of you go to the store, buy the least expensive food you can find, and keep yourself full on that. I was talking to somebody who is a teacher in a school about what children are coming to school with. A child, a very thin child, goes into the cafeteria and just scoops up everything in sight, obviously thin, maybe emaciated almost, and eating whatever he can find to eat. That's pretty sad. So you wonder how many of those stories there are in our country.
Well, 32 million kids every day get school lunch subsidized by the government, and for many of them, that's the only meal of the day that they have.
Isn't that amazing? That's just so amazing. Sad. It really is, especially in our country where we waste so much. I mean, again, back to the pink slime stuff or things that are like that. They get support from the government. And then, what are we doing? We were going to originally make it available for kids in the school lunch program. What a perfect opportunity, which we are squandering, not teaching kids about the benefits and health ed courses of eating the right foods. I mean, it's like we are suicidal, like we're trying to grow generations of people who are unhealthy so that the giant medical corporations, the drug companies, can sell them lots of drugs at taxpayer expense, because we all know that there are plenty of subsidies. I now have my cards and stuff. You can save a lot of money in lots of different ways in various government programs. But you get yourself into these positions where somebody's going to take care of us. That's what the thinking is. We're going to get taken care of.
And we have to take care of ourselves.
Yeah, of course.
Especially when it comes to our health, our foods. We can't rely on somebody else because each of us are different. And what I eat and the fuel that I need for my body, for my machine, is different than the fuel that you need. And once we figure that out, then we can live a long, healthy, drug-free life.
A lot of people are using Easter eggs this week. The Easter egg hunt, part of Easter every weekend. Do not eat the eggs. I used to do this. Maybe that's my problem as an adult. When they were dyed, who knew? You put the whatever dye on the egg. That's fine. You make designs, yada, yada. So we hard-boiled them. And when the Easter egg hunt was all over, we'd have egg salad out of the eggs.
And you didn't even need mayonnaise because the dye would just, you know, serve as the mayonnaise.
I don't know, but that's something that everybody warns about, right? You don't eat the eggs after you dye them.
No, no. I mean, you know, Easter eggs, if you want to color them, that's terrific. If you want to have hard-boiled eggs, make eggs for that.
Eggs have a shelf life. They'll spoil.
Yes.
But more eggs are sold for obvious reasons this time of year than any other time of year, right?
Yeah, because we've got all these companies like Pappas and, you know, McCormick and so on pushing us to color eggs.
Yeah. Yep.
That's why. And the price of eggs are up.
I just saw in the Old Farmer's Almanac the story of a man who harvests 4,000 pounds of tomatoes from his one-acre garden. It reminds me of the story we told some months ago of the people in Central California had the hothouses and they were doing hydroponic tomato growth.
Yep.
Yeah. One wonders, what else could you do like this? There's a certain secret, obviously, to growing 4,000 pounds. That's 2 tons of tomatoes on a one-acre garden. That's a lot of tomatoes.
Well, again, it's about the soil. It's about, again, this whole idea of farming being a profession versus buying some chickens and, you know, putting them in your backyard. If you really are into, you know, the soil and knowing what you're doing, you'll get those yields.
Yeah. It's a practical side. You can find these people that are growing tomatoes. You see some of the tomatoes in the store. Supermarkets give you choices. There's usually like 4 different tomatoes in a supermarket, and you can tell by looking at them, the ones that are perfectly shaped are usually hydroponic, right? Water, they put vitamins in the water, and that's how the tomatoes are grown. They're almost
I like
perfect.
Hydroponics, by the way.
Yeah, I think that they can be very healthy.
Yeah.
But there's a healthy, different look. Hothouse tomatoes and things like that have a different look to them, and some say a different nutritional value than the stuff that's grown out on the farm that may have a few imperfections. You can look at stuff you buy from your local vegetable guy, and the tomatoes are not. They don't look perfect, but boy, do they taste good when they come right off of the vine. Yum! And the stuff that's in the stores is lost because it's been carried 1,500 miles. A lot of it's taste and value. So you're looking for fresh things. That's what we're talking about. Phil Everett, the supermarket guru, lots of reasons to go to that website. We've tried to hit a number of them here in the last 4 or 5 minutes. Phil Everett with Doug Steffen at 59 After. Happy Easter and Pat.
Hi, everyone.